Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. As we heard before the break, comparing academic performance between districts is one way to assess how schools are doing in southeastern Wisconsin, but it's also not that simple. In Milwaukee in particular, school choice complicates the equation. Enrollment in MPS doesn't just depend on how many students live in the district, but how many parents choose to send their kids to charter or voucher schools. Milwaukee's online neighborhood news service recently looked at how the number of schools chartered by MPS compares to the number of independent charter schools in the city. Reporter Edgar Mendez joins us to share what he learned. Hey, Edgar, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me back, Mitch.
What was the question you set out to answer in examining charter schools?
I kept on hearing about new charters opening and all these entities coming from other parts of the country to open schools here in Milwaukee. So I was basically wondering how it was affecting the bottom line at MPS and whether MPS was getting in the charter game too.
Well, and in terms of bottom line, you're talking about both enrollment but also achievement, correct?
Right. I looked at the comparison between independent charters and MPS charters also.
Before we get to what some of your findings were, let's get some definitions out of the way. What are the distinctions in terms of who can charter schools in Milwaukee? There are schools that are actually chartered by MPS, and there are schools that, as you say, are independently chartered.
Right. There are two different kinds of schools that are chartered by MPS, which would be instrumentality and non-instrumentality, with the difference being basically one of them has union teachers. But also the city of Milwaukee can charter schools and UWM can charter schools. So can MATC and UW Parkside, but they don't charter any schools in Milwaukee. But basically, someone interested in opening a charter school would have to go through an application process and would just choose between authorizer.
Talk about numbers. MPS still charters the most in the city, correct?
Right. MPS right now is currently chartering 29 schools, while UWM charters 12 and the city of Milwaukee charters 10.
And this is actually a declining number, though, for MPS.
Right. Just 2 years ago, MPS was chartering 38 schools. So that's quite a significant drop, while the number of charter schools authorized by either City of Milwaukee or UWM has actually gone up each of the last 5 years.
Well, what did you learn in terms of MPS's strategy? Why they might not be as aggressive as some in authorizing charter schools?
They acknowledge that they're losing $8 million a year to students attending independent charters. But what they said is that a school has to fit within a need. It has to provide something innovative, something different that they don't offer already, and it also has to fill a need within the school. For example, the Banner School, which I highlighted in the piece, in a separate piece, is going to be a middle school. So there's not a lot of middle schools currently operating in MPS.
You actually, as you say, you went to Banner School or you examined Banner School. You also examined independent charters that are chartered to the city of Milwaukee and to UWM. Why did you look specifically at the schools you did? And maybe you should mention which particular schools you looked at.
Well, aside from Banner, which is an MPS charter, I visited Woodlands East, which is a UWM charter. That's actually the second Woodlands charter that's authorized by UWM. And I visited Rocket Ship. I'm sure people have heard of Rocket Ship. They've been in the news quite a bit lately.
Well, and so what did you look at when you went to those places?
I went to each school just basically trying to find out what the differences were, maybe their educational approach, the way the curriculum, the school model. And basically what I found is they're all pretty similar. I mean, they're all based on we need parents to be more involved. They operate like a typical charter school. They all have – well, they do have different models. I mean, Rocket Ship is really computer-based. So they put a heavy emphasis on students using technology. Woodlands East, I was surprised to go visit them a few weeks ago and walking into a classroom where K-4 and K-5 students were learning French. That in itself amazed me. And Banner had a different story. Banner was also using innovative approach to teaching. But what I took away from Banner was Banner took any student. So Banner was taking students that were kicked out of other MPS schools, you know, basically students that were falling out of the system and trying to get them to achieve at high levels.
You mentioned the bottom line in terms of what MPS is losing dollar-wise by having students go to these independent charter schools. But what about bottom line in terms of performance? I know in your piece, you have the principal of Woodlands East saying, well, you know, if the students would do better at MPS, they'd be more likely to stay in those places. So they're all about performance. You analyzed performance. What did you find out?
I looked specifically at MPS charters and independent charters. And I found that only 47% of independent charters were meeting state expectations. And this is the Wisconsin DPI report card, while MPS charters, 60% of them were meeting expectations. Now, I must note that 8 schools were missing from the analysis, so it was sort of an incomplete picture. But basically, it kind of went against what I was hearing, which is also something I heard from Christian D'Andrea. He's a policy analyst for the McIver Institute, and he was basically saying the same thing, that MPS needs to improve the quality of their schools if they want these students.
But the message you found is that that just because a school is a charter doesn't necessarily guarantee that the performance is going to be better.
Right, definitely. I found they were very similar in performance.
You mentioned the McIver Institute. You talked to some other analysts as well, including Alan Borsuk, who was former education reporter at the Journal Sentinel, now at Marquette University. What did he say in terms of the strategy that MPS is employing?
He talked about MPS actually being quite aggressive in getting new charters. He said the numbers don't show it, but actually the slight increase in enrollment that they had this year, which was their first increase in I couldn't even tell you how long, probably a decade, if not longer, that was a sign pointing to them being more aggressive. And he also mentioned Universal, which is coming into the city and opening up a number of schools, and the Milwaukee College Prep system of schools.
Were there other takeaways that you got from doing the reporting for the story?
Yes. Actually, what I took away from it and what I got from one of the last statements I got from Christian D'Andrea, who was saying MPS needed to have better schools if they wanted to get more students. Well, he said that the district needed to convince MPS parents and students that their schools are effective. Now, looking at the data shows that their schools are just as effective as independent schools. So I talked to Tati Joseph, who's also with MPS, and she said that many of the MPS charters are very effective, but they need to do a better job getting into the communities and promoting all their charter schools has to offer. So what that points out to me is that MPS is dealing more with an image problem than they are with actual problems with the effectiveness of their schools.
Edgar Mendez, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Edgar Mendez reports for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You'll find a link to his special report on charter schools in Milwaukee from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. A teacher at one MPS authorized charter school has been recognized for her early career work. We'll meet her when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.